Friends, in this chapter, we are going to discuss about hostile takeover. We have already seen the types of takeovers, and in that, there is also one takeover we have discussed, that is hostile takeover. But here in this chapter, we are going to discuss more deeper into this, because it has got the importance, because it is not so easy to take over by means of hostile means by pressure or by targeting by hook or crook. The company has to acquire their target, where target is not very reluctant and they are not allow anybody to take over. So this is the small background of the hostile takeover. Now, in this chapter, we are going to discuss about the hostile takeover, understanding strategy, regulatory and governance phenomenon, examine the drivers that have contributed to increasing visibility of the hostile takeover, and analyze the limitations and risk of hostile takeover. Explore the defensive mechanism also, how one company can defend itself to become to be taken over by some other companies. Therefore, our presentation structure consists of something regarding basic information about hostile takeover, types of takeover, that is hostile and friendly. Then why hostile takeover becomes common nowadays, and why are the hostile takeovers not advantageous for acquiring company, and offensive strategy for the hostile takeovers and defensive strategy for the hostile takeovers. Now, examples, legal process, technology and risk mitigation also we are, in brief, we will touch upon it, right? Now, let us see the hostile takeover. As far as India is concerned, hostile takeover have historically been limited due to the concentrated promoter holding, family-owned business structures, and tightly regulated financial system. But that is not true all the time. However, with this increasing dispersion of the shareholding, growth of institutional investor, and strengthening the regulatory framework, notably the SEBI, particularly SEBI, the hostile takeover have emerged as a viable option, though the complex route for corporate control. Now, what is hostile takeover? Hostile takeover's characteristic feature consists of it lacks the board consent. It lack of board consent. Without consent of the cooperation of the target board, of the board of directors and or promoters, there will not be any merger happens or many takeover happens. The target board, target company's board, board of directors and or promoters typically oppose the transaction, considering it is contrary to the company's strategic and financial obligations. Direct shareholder approach. The acquirer, many times what happens, the acquirer of the firm, those who want to take over that company, you know, the acquirer directly approaches the public shareholders, usually through a mandatory open offer as per the SEBI SAST regulations. In the hostile takeover, the regulatory framework in India consists of the acquisition of 25% or more voting rights, or any acquisition of the control triggers open offer for at least 26% additional shares. So 25 plus 26 becomes 51. So then automatically the control is gained by the companies. That is why it is called additional 26. Minimum 25 is okay, but additional 26 if you take, then it becomes 51 and there will be total control. This ensures the minority stakeholders are given an exit opportunity. They can leave and they can go. Market-driven execution is a hostile takeover in India is carried out using the stock exchange-based tendering mechanism, tendering mechanism under the supervision of SEBI. Then resistance from the target. The target company may deploy a defensive strategy to protectionist approach. Defensive strategy, such as seeking white knight. We have seen what is white knight, improving the shareholders' engagement, or leveraging the regulatory or legal pathway to delay or challenge a takeover attempt. So these are some of the characteristic features of the hostile takeover. The hostile takeover and friendly takeover are the two types of the takeover. Under friendly takeover, a friendly takeover occurs when the target company's board of the director and promoters support and recommends the acquisition. Whereas the key features consist of the board consent, negotiation price, smooth open offer process, and integration planning. Whereas in hostile takeover, what happens? The hostile takeover is the one where acquirer proceeds without the consent of the target board, target company's board of directors or promoters. And they often against their activity resistance. Therefore, acquirer directly approaches the shareholders, usually by making a public announcement and open offer, or by acquiring the significant number of shares. The key features of the hostile takeover in India consist of, there will be opposition from the board of directors. Then stakeholders build a strategies that acquirer may accumulate the share through the creeping acquisitions, block deals, or indirect acquisition. So they form the strategy that they will not allow the acquirer to acquire the shares. Then mandatory open offer, crossing the 25% shareholding threshold or acquiring control, that triggers that open offer for additional 26 stake, which becomes 51%. Then it becomes difficult. That is defensive strategy. Then shareholder-driven outcome. The institutional investor, retail shareholders, and proxy advisors play a decisive role. And regulatory oversight is a SEBI, the Competition Commission, and sometimes the RBI for FEMA FDI approvals monitor the compliance. Now, why have the hostile takeovers become common nowadays? The big question. So, traditionally what happens, the hostile takeovers were rare in India. Okay, their promoter-dominated ownership, concentrated shareholding, and limited institutional investor activism. However, in last decades, what happened? The several regulatory, market, and institutional changes have happened. And they made the hostile takeover more feasible, if still they are challenging. Now, changing shareholding pattern. Changing shareholding pattern is due to dilution of promoters' holding. Many promoter families have gradually diluted their stake to raise the capital or due to succession issue. This is creating an opportunity for acquirer to build a position. Then rise of institutional investor. Mutual funds, insurance companies, alternative investment funds, that is AIF, and the foreign portfolio investors now own a significant stake in the listed companies. Then there will be a stronger regulatory framework. SEBI, SAST regulations provides clear rule for mandatory open offer. And exchange-based trading, tendering mechanism, open offers are executed through the stock exchange and guaranteed settlement via clearing corporation and reducing execution risk. There will be disclosure and the governance norms. Growing market depth. In liquidity, Indian liquidity market have become a deep and liquid, which enabling acquirer to purchase the significant stake through the block deals or bulk deals or creeping acquirers. There is an improved depository clearing infrastructure, makes the stake building faster, transparent, and technologically robust. There will be a rise in shareholders, activism, and proxy advisors. Proxy advisory firms influences the institutional investor voting and can sway outcomes and contested takeover scenario. Globalization and competitive pressure. Indian companies face global competition and it requires scale, technology as well as the talent integration. Hostile takeover offers faster path to acquiring such capabilities. Cross-border investment flows, private equity participation have introduced more aggressive acquisition strategy into India. Now question comes, why the hostile takeovers not advantageous for acquiring company? Anything that you acquire without the will of another company, do you think that they will be satisfied in their activities? Certainly not. Likewise, though the hostile takeover can provide the rapid access to the strategic assets, market and synergy, they are often fraught with challenges that makes them a less advantageous and compared to negotiated or friendly takeover. In many cases, hostile bids leads to overpayment, integration failure, legal hurdles and reputational risk. Now, there are reasons. What are the reasons? The high acquisition cost. Why they fail? Premium payments are always high. Bidding wars will be there. So, rival acquires or defense measures by target, they can escalate the price, leading to the overvaluation. And there will be erosion of the shareholders' wealth. Then, second point for the competition is resistance from the target companies, management and the employees. Because there will be a cultural clash. There will be a talent flight. The knowledge intensive sector, no? So assets are acquired short. Assets are acquired. And there will be a distrust and damaging if the talents are going away from the company. Then operational disruption. Legal suits, strikes, resignations can disrupt the ongoing project and harm the customer relationship. Another reason is integration challenge. That is the reason why the companies are not successful, acquirer companies are not successful. Integration, biggest challenge, because lack of cooperation from the existing management makes post-merger integration more complex and prolonged. Synergy realization often gets delayed for the diluted or defeating strategic rationale. In India, where promoter identify and cultures are deeply embedded in the corporate structure, integration is especially difficult. Another one is a financial risk. Another reason is a financial risk. That is why it has become more difficult. Then reputational and rational risk. Relational risk. Hostile bids may create a negative perceptions. Then offensive strategies for hostile takeover. Offensive strategy. In a hostile takeover, the acquiring company attempts to gain a control of the target without the consent of their board or promoters. And to succeed, the acquirer must deploy an offensive strategy. Now, in offensive strategy, what is constitute? Strategy, first strategy will be creeping acquisition of the shares. Slowly, slowly go on acquiring the shares. Hold more than 25% or more, but less than 75% shares. Okay? Then open offer, mandatory or voluntarily. Once acquirer crosses 25% shareholding, the SEBI mandates an open offer for at least 26%. Then there will be a tender offer. This strategy is also followed. Tender offer strategy. Then acquirer directly approaches the shareholders, offering to buy their shares at the premium over the market price. Over the market price, making it attractive for the investor to sell despite the board opposition. Then there will be a proxy flight. There will be proxy fight and proxy solicitation. While proxy fights are rare in India as compared to the US, the Companies Act 2013 allow the shareholders to requisition an EGM, Extraordinary General Meeting, if they hold 10% of the voting right. making this an important potential tool. Then there will be buyout of strategic stakeholders. Acquirer may target large institutional investor, financial institution, or the banks holding the substantial stake in the company. Right? Then hostile bidding through the stock exchange. Hostile bidding means direct market purchase on the stock exchange and allow the acquirers to accumulate the shares swiftly. Another reason is a leveraged acquisition or debt financing bid. Acquirer may raise the funds through the bank loan, bond, private equity support or structured financing instrument to fund the large-scale hostile bids. And use of strategic alliance, acquirers, they can form the alliance with the private equity funds. Legal and regulatory pressure will always be there. And media and public companies, acquirers sometimes launch a public relations campaign to convince the minority shareholders and institutional investors that the takeover will enhance the value. Now, we have seen the offensive strategy of the company who is acquiring, that is acquirer company's offensive strategy. Now we'll see the defensive strategy for the hostile takeover, what actually works in India. You know how offensive strategy is developed by the acquirer? And hit to it, or in response to that, or to defend themselves, the target company or host target is to counter the hostile bid. The Indian companies deploy a mixed board level financial, legal, and regulatory strategies. The strategy consists of the promoter shareholding consolidation. Promoter shareholding getting consolidated. Most common and effective Indian defense is ensuring that the promoter group maintains high stake. It is often 50% or above. So promoters may increase their stake through the creeping acquisition or via preferential allotment. Then white knight strategy. White knight strategy means the target company may invite a friendly investor to acquire a strategic stake and block the hostile acquirer. There will be crown jewel defense. Crown jewel defense, what happens in this? There may be sale or spin-off their most valuable assets, which is called as a crown jewels, to make themselves less attractive to the hostile bidder. Then there will be white square defense. White square defense is also means under this what happens? Instead of selling large scale, the target allots a minor but strategic block of shares to the friendly investors, giving them voting rights also. This is strong enough to block the takeover. Now the share buyback program. Company may announce buyback of its own shares, reducing the free float of increasing promoters' institutional ownership. Then employee stock ownership plan and trust. Shares may be issued to the employee welfare trust or ESOPs. Then golden parachutes, that is management contracts. Employment contracts may include heavy compensation clause for the senior management if they are removed post-acquisition. Then staggered board or boardroom defense. Although Indian law does not allow perpetual staggered boards like in US, companies can still time director retirement and a reappointment strategy strategically to deploy the hostile control. Legal and regulatory challenges will be there. Then cultural and employee resistance, that is a soft defense. And this is how the defensive strategy is developed by the target company. Now, examples of the hostile takeovers. Some of the examples here I have given, you may please go through it, that Larsen & Toubro, right? Then legal process, etc., that is given. Then second, process of hostile takeover, open offer mechanism. Why hostile takeovers are rare in India? Before that, there are two points. One is a legal and process backbone, India specific. Earlier, there was an example. I don't want to discuss the example. You may please go through that. Okay? That is a story for your extraordinary knowledge, or maybe for your additional reading. Now, legal and process backbone. Core regulatory framework. There will be core regulatory framework. One is a SEBI. In SEBI, there will be a trigger point. That is acquisition of 25% or more shares, and acquisition beyond 5% in a financial year. These are the trigger points. Then open offer process. There, acquirer must make an offer to buy at least 26% of outstanding shares. And in hostile angle, even if the promoter resists, an acquirer can proceed with open offer under SAST. Companies Act 2013, they says that board powers and duties. Director must act in the best interest of the shareholders, but cannot frustrate takeover bid without shareholders' approval. Section 230 to 235 for mergers and amalgamation, which is, though more relevant for friendly deals, can be used post-acquisition and restructuring, and restrictions are there. Any defensive move like preferential allotment, poison pills, etc., that must comply with the shareholders' approval. The Competition Act will be Competition Act 2002 is a combination of above threshold. Must notify the Competition Commission of India, that is 25%, become additional 26%, becoming 51%, like that. Right? The FEMA and RBI rules. Here, the process of hostile takeover consists of, next one will be the process of hostile takeover in India. How actually the hostile takeover takes place? Even though it is a rare, the process typically follows these steps. One, creeping acquisition. In this case, acquirer quietly buys the shares from open market or via bulk deals without knowledge of the target company. Right? Then triggering an open offer. Many times, open offer are on crossing the 25% of the threshold acquiring control, acquirer must announce an open offer under SEBI rules. Then open offer mechanics. Offer for minimum 26% outstanding shares. Then board response. Unlike the US, Indian boards have limited powers to deploy anti-takeover tactics. In US, there is an anti-takeover tactics also. The board has a power to deploy this tactics. Regulatory clearance, CCI approval, if thresholds are met, RBI approval or the foreign investment is involved. Post-acquisition restructuring, if successful, acquirer may reconstitute their board, merge entities and delist the company. Now, why hostile takeovers are rare in India? This is because there is a high promoter holding. Number two, there is an institutional investor loyalty. There is a regulatory hurdle also there. There will be cultural resistance will be there, and there will be judicial delay also will be there. Now, technology, data and market infrastructure consideration for hostile takeover is that one is, if you see the feasibility and execution of the hostile takeover in India, they are increasingly influenced by the technology digital infrastructure. Therefore, electronic trading and market infrastructure consist of stock exchanges, clearing corporation and depositories. They should deploy this technology data and market infrastructure. Surveillance, data and market intelligence, which consists of AI-driven target identification, shareholding pattern disclosures, alternative data sources like analysts also use the social media sentiment, or environmental, social, governance rating, ESG rating, credit rating, and proxy advisory reports to identify weak governance or undervalued companies. RegTech and compliance system. Hostile takeover must comply with SAST regulation of SEBI, insider trading regulation and LODR norms, and technology-driven compliance tool. Digital public infrastructure and information availability. SEBI's SCORE platform enabled the shareholders to raise the grievances, quickly improving the investors' confidence during the takeover disputes. Proxy advisory platforms like institutional investors rely on digital voting system by depositories and allowing the real-time shareholders' participation in contested votes. Now, there will be a risk from the technology and market infrastructure, algorithmic trading risk, there is cybersecurity concern, there will be a regulatory surveillance, and future outlook will be blockchain-based settlement. And there will be AI-powered proxy battles, and there will be increased transparency. These are some of the future outlooks. Then risk and mitigation, acquirer and target. For acquirer and target, what is the risk and its mitigation? The hostile takeover, while offering the opportunities for the strategic expansion, are fraught with the significant risk for both acquiring companies as well as for the target companies. Risk is always there in both. If you are acquiring, if you are a target company, the risk for acquirer. Now, the person or company who is going to acquire, who is acquiring the target company, for them risk is, one is a overvaluation and overpayment risk. That is already explained. Because overvaluation, at the time of acquisition, if it is done, then after post-merger implementation or post-takeover implementation, they will observe that this is not the real value, but it is inflated value. Okay, so overvaluation and overpayment risk will be there. Mitigation will be conducted through the valuation due diligence. Then regulatory and legal hurdle. In regulatory, legal hurdle means regulations mandate open offer. Mitigation is engage specialist legal and compliance team. Integration and cultural misalignment. Even if the takeover succeeds, the post-merger integration may fail due to the workforce resistance, cultural difference, or management conflicts. Mitigation is that develop a clear PMI roadmap. Then market share and black cash. Hostile takeovers are often viewed negatively by the market and institutional investor, leading to the reputational damage. Their mitigation will be run investor relations campaign. Then financial and leverage risk will be the hostile bid offer. Hostile bid often rely on the high leverages, exposing the acquirer to the debt servicing risk and balance sheet stress. Therefore, how to mitigate this risk is using the structured financing. Then risk for the target. Risk for target company. First risk is loss of control by promoter. Many Indian firms are promoter driven. So hostile bid can dilute the promoter's holding and displace the management. The mitigation is adopt the defensive measures. Defensive measures, what are the defensive measures? White knight, share buyback, poison pills, wherever permissible under the Indian laws, and maintain minimum promoter shareholding strength. Then business disruption. Target company have business disruption. Takeover battle distract management from core operation, affecting the productivity, employee morale, and customer confidence. Mitigation for this is to establish an independent takeover response team, right? For business continuity plan, BCP. Then share price volatility. In share price volatility, there will be a bid, hostile bid which triggers the sharp stock price fluctuation, which may hurt the long-term shareholder value. And if the stakeholder fails, mitigation is ensure transparent communication. While shareholders are leveraged institutional investor, then reputation and market perception. Company that frequently triggered, targeted, company which is frequently targeted for takeover may be perceived as a weak or poorly governed. The mitigation is strengthen the corporate governance, adopt ESG-focused policy, and improve the shareholders' engagement. Then legal and regulatory scrutiny consists of SEBI and competition authorities may scrutinize the company's practice during the takeover proceeding. Its mitigation is maintain a robust compliance framework, and timely disclosure should be done. Now there will be a common risk affecting both acquirer and target. In this chart, if you see, on left side there will be risk area and its impact on acquirer, impact on target, and mitigation is also provided as an in nutshell. So first one is a regulatory delay. In regulatory delay, for how it is impacting acquirer, it increased, this increases the cost and uncertainty. And for the target company, it prolonged the distraction from business. And mitigation is early legal review, seek the SEBI and CCI clarity. Now, employee resistance. Employee is resisting. Then in case of acquirer, integration failure will be there. And impact on the target will be talent attrition. And mitigation is retention incentive, employee communication should be clear. Then litigation battle. For acquirer, there will be a litigation battle, which is a cost escalation and delay. And for target company, there will be a drain and resources. And mitigation is mediation, arbitration clause, and legal preparedness. As far as public sentiment is concerned, for acquirer, there is a reputational damage. And for the target company, there is a perception of weakness. So mitigated, this risk is mitigated by proactive PR campaigning and transparency. And the last one is competing bid. Competing bid is price escalation in case of acquirer, uncertainty on the target, and mitigation is secure shareholders alliance, secure share alliances early. So this is a comparative, a common risk affecting both acquirer and target. Friends, with this, we conclude our discussion on this hostile takeover. Thank you very much.